Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Beautiful soul, and welcome to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused to sacred and connected. Today, I am thrilled to welcome Whitney Walker to the show. Whitney is a licensed licensed marriage and family therapist who specializes in addiction, eating disorders, trauma, and spirituality. She also works as a recovery coach and spiritual guide. Whitney incorporates spiritual concepts into her work, including the return of the divine feminine to our world and moving from a place of fear into love, releasing self-destruction and rejection to embrace unconditional self-love and acceptance. These ideas form the concept of her work and her podcast, Women Waken, which is where we met over a year ago. Whitney, welcome. It's such a privilege to have you as my guest.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on the show, Heather. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, well, why don't we start out by you sharing with us more about yourself and your journey to awakening?
Absolutely. Well, so I am, as you said, I'm a therapist, and I also am currently a nomad. So I travel the country. So sort of the evolution of my spiritual journey is that I've come to really just live life going by my guidance. And it wasn't always that way that I felt I was able to tune in and feel connected. I, in early life, had a really hard time with a lot of insecurity, and I struggled with addiction and with an eating disorder and a lot of self-destructive behaviors because I really just did not know how to accept myself. I didn't know how to love myself. I wasn't what I thought I should be. I didn't think I was attractive. I didn't think I was interesting, cool. I didn't get along, always get along or wasn't really accepted by my peers. And so because I felt rejected by people around me, including my father and other figures in my life, I just slowly rejected myself. And, that quickly turns into a living hell, when you don't know how to love and embrace who you are and you feel like who you are is not something that other people can love and embrace.
Right. Yeah, that must have been really hard for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's devastating to all of us that it happens to, right? Because sadly, I mean, that's the reason why I do the work that I do is, it's almost an epidemic on our planet. More people are self-destructing and rejecting themselves than people are embracing and loving themselves. And to me, that's just totally backwards.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, and so when you find yourself in that place like I did where I was just, I could not feel at peace. I could not feel at ease with myself. I did not trust myself, and so I was constantly looking for other people to tell me if I was good enough, if I was worthy, if I was lovable, if I, mattered, really, because I felt like I couldn't know that for myself. And, when you are dependent on sources outside of you, then, your life is just exhausting because you're constantly feeling like you need somebody or something else to reassure you. And you feel very much, sort of your own worst enemy. It's like you don't I remember feeling like I was in bad company with myself because I was like, man, why am I stuck with this person? I don't like them. It's not who I wanted to be. It's not what I wanted. And as I said, I used, you know, drinking and pills and drugs and sex and food to, you know, really try to escape and soothe myself at the same time, right?
Yeah.
And so my awakening really happened after I hit rock bottom, which is often the case. And for me, that was in my late 20s. And, you know, the thing is, though, again, like most of us, it wasn't, I personally didn't end up in a rehab or jail or anything like that. I was moving along in my life. I was on the track to become a therapist, and I was, you know, going through school and living my life to, on the outside, look probably good, but inside I was just so miserable, and I was just suffering so much. Mm-hmm. And so when I hit that bottom, it really was just realizing that I hated myself, and I needed to stop mm-hmm. trying to destroy myself and running away from myself. And so it was at that moment that I began what I call the long walk back to yourself. You know, when mm-hmm. you spent years trying to just run as far as you can from who you are, eventually mm-hmm. you realize everybody at some point has to turn around and go back to themselves. And I call that right. the spiritual journey. And, you know, some people never do that in mm-hmm. certain lifetimes. If this is a lifetime where you start that journey, congratulations. It's yeah. not easy, but it's worth that. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's what this lifetime has been for me, where I decided this time to turn around and walk back to myself. And it was on that walk back to myself that I started seeing things differently, right? That I felt more attuned. I realized, like, oh, life isn't just about trying to prove yourself and to get approval from others and to fit into all these boxes and expectations that we've created. It's about realizing the bigger picture and greater truths about who we are mm-hmm. and what life is really all about and what the true nature of life and reality is. And when you start to get into that, you get out of yourself a little bit. You don't feel as confined. You feel more excited about, like, wow, life is actually really cool, and it doesn't matter as much if I succeed at this or am impressive in this way. It's more about just, like, getting to see, like, my own unique gifts and how I can bring joy and light to the world. And you start feeling more involved rather than so preoccupied with yourself, which I also want to offer listeners, is not your fault. You know, for a long mm-hmm. time, people, when I was on this journey, especially through my self-destruction, people called me selfish and, oh, you're just so, you only care about yourself. But really, it was just a defensive mechanism. I was so scared that nobody cared about me. So I thought yeah. that I had to kind of micromanage my universe in order to have any value. And I didn't realize the truth until I kind of set myself free.
Yeah, and there's so many protective mechanisms that you put in place because you're so afraid. I mean, I know I've been there, and it's such a shame that so many of us have been there. I wish that it weren't such a rite of passage in that way, you know?
I know, but it seems the only way, right? It seems like a beautiful journey that's unique to Earth, where there's a phrase that I love that says, you have to pass through what you're not to realize what you are. And I don't know that there's any way to bypass that, you know? Maybe there's some beautiful yeah. evolved souls that come to this earth, and I think they're called angels. They come here self-actualized. But I think most of us are looking for, as a soul, we're looking for that rich experience of what is the depth of disconnection mm-hmm. so that I can move back into full connection and realize the remarkable nature of who I truly am.
Yeah, and I like how you framed that, how you had to learn to walk back to yourself. You really went through a process where you had to meet yourself, probably for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was difficult at first because there was still a resistance. But then, as I said, sort of once you make that choice, you know, they say that if you take one step towards the universe will take 10 steps towards you. And you can replace universe with God, source, spirit, whatever works for you. So things started to happen that made me realize, like, oh, you know, like, there is goodness within you. There are so many wonderful things about you and about life. Like, life can actually be a great celebration rather than just a scary thing to endure. And that, you know, and it took, I'm not saying that, you know, the second I began that walk that I began to embrace myself. I still, even when I got sober, I struggled with an eating disorder and all of that and trying to mold and force myself to look certain ways because I thought I still needed to. And And I think it's also just an attachment that we have for a while to feel like we need to control certain things or just sort of escape into certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But as time
mm-hmm.
went on, it's about letting go. It's all about mm-hmm. letting go. I mean, I consider a spiritual awakening, it's a spiritual opening. You begin to slowly mm-hmm. open yourself to all the possibilities of life and yourself and your true colors and essence that you're meant to share while you're here on this planet. And as that starts to happen, it more so takes a life of its own where you don't have to worry as much about, you know, who am I and what do I have to offer, because it just starts happening for you. You start getting synchronicities happen. You connect with certain people. You get aligned with certain ideas. I know for me that after a few years, it took a few years to really get into spiritual stuff. At first, it was more just about having greater peace within, right? When I got sober mm-hmm. and went on that path, people started to notice. They said, gosh, you just seem so happy. Like, you seem so at peace.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, I am. And then, wouldn't you know it, like, I would start meeting people who were more spiritual, and they, you know, worked with meditation and crystals and tarot cards and working on your chakras, and I was really drawn towards that. And then I went on this trip in 2019. I was called to go to Ireland and Scotland and England, that whole area. And
wow.
My ancestors contacted me, and I came back from that trip like with this deep urge to bring women together and focus on women's work and women having a voice and a presence in this world. And, you know, I think that's a lot of my soul's purpose here, is to bring some of the feminine around. That's why I do Women Waken, and it's all about the divine feminine return. Mm-hmm. But it really is interesting, because that would never have come about if I wouldn't have freed myself, right? It's like these jewels are locked within us that can't be released until we, you know, do the hard work of opening ourselves.
Yeah, you've got to really be willing to do the work, to go into the darkness and find yourself. I mean, it really doesn't happen any other way.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. And that's why, ironically, you know, some of the, what we would call the worst or the hardest things that we go to are, it's truly the things that break us, that crack us open, that allows the light to come out, right? That's what mm-hmm. Leonard Cohen says in a song. He says, you know, the cracks are the beautiful spaces, because that's what allows the light to come in. So it's only mm-hmm. the things that break us that then allow us to truly experience. So again, anyone listening who needs to hear this, like if you're going through one of like the hardest times of your life, I hope you can find support, but also know that it's your metamorphosis. It's what's allowing you to truly express what's within you.
Yeah. There's so many things I want to say at this juncture, just in regards to everything you said. Well, tell us, was there a particular trigger that sort of set you on this path? Was there one specific thing that got you rolling more than anything else?
In terms of, like, deciding to get sober or deciding to change my ways or...
Finding your way into that wholeness of yourself.
Yeah, well, I think it was just going so far away from what I knew was true. I think it was fun until it wasn't, because, I mean, there's something seductive about self-destruction. It can feel, in the form of, again, like, sex, drugs, alcohol, like, all of those things, it can feel, it's like a roller coaster, right? You get the high highs and the low lows. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's like you want to go on that ride until you realize why. You know, why do I want to keep rolling the dice and subjecting myself to such, like, harmful and unpleasant things? And I think I started realizing that, you know, as long as you're here, you're never going to truly find peace with yourself. And mm-hmm. in my lucid moments, even when I was using and, you know, in my darkness, I knew that. I knew that I wanted peace, but a part of me was like, no, let's keep going. Let's just have fun, and let's just take the risk, and let's be reckless. But another part of me said, to what end? Like, where does this end, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the other facet of it was that I still had a voice in my head that said, you're not good enough, and you have to keep pushing yourself until you are good enough. And then mm-hmm. one day I just realized, I said, you know, none of this is ever going to be enough, because I was always chasing, trying to look perfect and trying to get all the attention and trying to get all these things that I thought was going to resolve the pain within me, right? Because, again, for whoever needs to hear it, when we are trying to obtain things outside of ourselves, we're trying to heal the wound within us from external sources. If somebody loves us enough, if we get enough attention, if we get enough accolades, if people tell us enough times that we are amazing or worthy or wonderful, we think that we'll heal. But the truth is that the only person who can decide that you're good enough is you. And no amount of external validation can do that until you actually decide that you believe it. And I think I just hit this point where I realized, like, this is going nowhere. I get attention. I get this, but it's still never enough. I'm not accepting myself. And I realized as long as I was on this ride of self-destruction, I was never going to have my feet on the ground strongly enough to even begin to love myself. And so, honestly, I think ultimately it's always, you know, it's the divine calling you back. It's the part of you that is God's source that's saying, are you ready now? And I was fortunate enough to say, I think I'm ready.
Wow, so you actually did get a specific message and a specific invitation, right, Whitney?
Yeah, and I think we all do. We just don't, it's only a matter of whether or not we're able to hear it. I think we have to be in a certain place to be able to hear it.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, when we get confused and when the waters get muddled, when we are distracting ourselves with our pain and with our addictions, you can't hear that stuff. You've got to really get to the quiet, to the calm, to actually be able to hear the answer, right?
Yeah, absolutely, to be able to hear that call. But the amazing thing is that, you know, you hear this all the time from people who have gone through, you know, almost died from drug addiction, from self-abuse, like just totally gotten lost. They'll say that there is this one moment where, and some people even say they felt like they heard the voice of God say, you know, I'm here for you whenever you're ready. I'm here to accept and bring you back. And then it's just in that moment that they make that turn around to go back to themselves.
Oh, my goodness. Well, how did this experience shape your profession and mold your career? Is this what prompted you to become a therapist?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I started my journey to become a therapist even before I got sober because, when, you know, like I said, it was like right in my 20s where I was just, you know, I had rock bottom self-esteem and I could not feel good about myself. I had no confidence and I was just constantly seeking validation and comparing myself to others. It was miserable. And so I sought out therapy and it really helped me. It helped me to talk to somebody and it didn't resolve everything, but it was the beginning, you know, to actually speak about what I was struggling with. And because speaking about it helps you realize what you're actually seeking. Because it was then in my own therapy that I realized it's not that you actually want to be, you know, the most desired and the most important or the most successful. You just want to love yourself, and you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to work on that in therapy, and so I knew that that's, you know, if I was going to have any profession, I wanted it to be in the means of helping others in the way that I needed help at that time.
Yeah, because as a result, you become an expert in it, right?
Well, yeah, I hope so. Some form of an expert. And the beautiful thing is that it's ever growing, right? So I'm always adding to my toolkit and helping different people in different ways. And it's, and the most beautiful thing is to be able to use, you know, your own life as your greatest message and your greatest source of being able to help others.
Absolutely. And, you know, coming from a place where your clients are is powerful, very impactful. It's really uncomfortable to have someone trying to lead you through your darkness when they've never done it, right?
Yeah. And again, that's another gift of going to the darkest places is that then becomes like your badge. You know, you get to wear that and say, hey, I see you and I've been there too. And I know that it's possible to get out of there. That's how I got this badge. I made it out and now I'm here to help show you and guide you, and that's what we do for one another, right? There's another great quote that says, we're all just walking each other home. So you find your way out of the darkness, and then you can then shine a light for others, and it's a beautiful process. And again, it's a great encouragement for when you are at your darkest hour to remember that this two you will emerge from and come out even stronger and brighter than before to help others.
Yeah, and you're the proof of that for your clients and for anybody who's standing in that, in the shoes that you were in specifically. You can identify with them so clearly. And it's just easier, I think, for that relationship to develop and to become trustful, you know, for the client.
Well,
Whitney, we have to take a quick break right now, but everybody stick around, because when we return, Whitney has more magic to share with us. You've been listening to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom and special guest Whitney Walker. We'll be back in a flash.
Dogs have a true purpose. If you love dogs, or even if you don't, you can expand your healing, spiritual awareness, and consciousness with the magic of Heather Lee Strom's book, Canine Spirit Guides. Canine Spirit Guides is an award-winning book giving you details on how special canine angels can appear and act as spirit guides to help you when you need them. Canine Spirit Guides. Buy it now at Amazon.com or visit HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Now you can heal using Heather Lee Strom's Canine Spirit Guides. This energetic method, unique to Heather Lee Strom, can be done virtually worldwide to help you realize emotional and spiritual healing, to get answers to questions, and so much more. To take advantage of this advanced quantum healing experience, work with Heather and her Canine Spirit Guides. Just schedule your appointment on her website right now at HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Strom.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
A new dimension of healing awaits you with Heather Lee Strom. Heather Lee Strom, a quantum healing specialist and galactic canine channel, connects with the intergalactic version of our dogs to help you heal, expand, and elevate your consciousness with one-on-one sessions or in a group. You can experience her unique virtual healing sessions energetically to help you align and activate your highest potential. Sign up at her website today. Visit HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com. Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides is a wonderful weekly TV show that Heather Lee Strom has created just for you on Gnostic TV. Imagine diving into the world of the Canine Spirit Guides to feel their powerful healing frequency help you just by watching the show. You'll even listen to interviews with inspiring guests and so much more on Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides. It's free and you can register at HeatherLeeStrom.com. Click on Media and then Gnostic TV and you're there. HeatherLeeStrom.com.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused to sacred and connected. Today we're visiting with Whitney Walker, a spiritual family therapist. Before the break, Whitney was sharing with us a little bit about her journey, her personal awakening story, and how she came to be who she is today. And Whitney, you have managed to completely write your own destiny in a way that most people lack the courage to do. Aren't you technically a nomad? I mean, you only take on temporary living quarters until you're told to move somewhere else. Let's hear more about this part of your life. I'm curious to hear how you've become directed in this lifestyle and why it's so important for you.
Yeah. So I started this journey almost 4 years ago. It was October of 2021. And it was interesting because I first thought of the idea because a friend of mine was going to set out to do this. She was planning to take her business. She had an online business, and she was going to take it on the road and just travel over the country. And I thought, well, that sounds cool. And then, but I didn't really think much of it because I thought, well, that, how could that ever work and how could it be feasible? And then, as it sometimes happens with spiritual guidance, one day I just woke up and it was like, you can do that. You might want to do that. And I'll never forget, I was sitting at my table when this idea came to me, and I was like, well, maybe I could. And I got up to go to the bathroom, and I heard so clearly, I heard, you need to go by before the end of the year. And this was like September of 2021. So then I got into motion, and I was like, you're going to do this. You're going to take your life on the road. I've always loved to travel. I love road trips. I love to see different places. I love to live in different places. And at the time, I'd been living in the same 300-square-foot studio, a converted garage, no windows, only one sliding glass door, for 3 years. And I thought, you know what? Now is the time. Obviously, we're, you know, a year into the pandemic, and I thought, just go. You know, you can see your clients on the road. So I hit the road, and to be honest, my first traveling segment was, it turned out to be a dark night of the soul. You know, I thought I was being guided to, like, happy, fun times, and it was. Like, I saw beautiful things. But the beautiful thing about travel and motion is it can help sort of jar loose, like, some of those deep emotions within you.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to do some excavating. So, like, I spent a lot of time on those first months crying. It's amazing being on the road, but I cried a lot. I had a lot of emotional breakdowns, but I was really releasing some old gunk. Because we're always leveling up, right? On a spiritual journey, we're always wanting to move to the next level. And for me, that journey, as beautiful as it was, I saw great places, had a great time, but it was brutal at times. And that's part of it. Sometimes you've got to be willing to go through hard times in order to release. So that was the first journey. But then after that, it was like I was really a clear channel. And ever since then, I'm now guided where I'm meant to go. This is the third year now that I've been guided to spend a year in different places, and each time it's very clear when I'm meant to go, where I'm meant to go, and when I'm meant to leave.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's incredible. And how much notice do you get usually that you need to pack up and leave?
I never get to choose. It's wild how it finds me, right? So I know the first time I ended up in Bend, Oregon, and that was really like I found this one beautiful cabin near the Deschutes River in Bend, Oregon online, and I looked at other places, but I just kept coming back to that cabin, kept coming back to it, and so finally I thought, you know, I'm just going to go there, and so I went there, and I was there for a few months, and I stayed there for a while, and I just fell in love with it, and I moved to another spot in Bend, and I got involved in the community, all these things, and I was, you know, sitting down and ready to, you know, put my roots there, and I was going to sign up for a lease on a house and all these things, and then out of nowhere, during meditation, I heard a voice that said, if you do not leave, you're going to be forced out, and I thought, well, what the heck, like, haven't I found that place, like, isn't this where I'm meant to be, but it became very clear to me that, no, this is, you know, you're not meant to stay here. Like, your journey's not over. And shortly after that, I started getting the message of New York, New York. And I was like, what? Like, why would I move across the country to New York? That's way on the East Coast, and it's harsh winters. But it was relentless. And then I quickly realized. And then I tapped in with an astrocartographer, which is somebody who tells you about ley lines on the planet and where's auspicious places for you to be. And the second I reached out to her, I didn't tell her anything. I just said, hey, can you look at my chart and tell me where a good place is for me to be in the next year? And immediately she said, would you ever move to upstate New York? And I thought, oh, my gosh, here we go. So I went.
Wow. Wow. How trusting you are. And what a great adventure, you know?
Oh, it's such an adventure. And that's what I live for. And it's not for everyone, right? But I think I came into this lifetime, I think I came from another, like, place in the cosmos where I just kind of traveled all around to different planets and places, so I think I'm a traveler at heart. But there's also a thing called people who are gritters, which is that they're kind of meant to bring, like, infuse, like, go to different places around the world and infuse energy into those spaces. Mm-hmm. We're all infusing energy everywhere
we're
are.
Repairing the grids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well,
absolutely.
Whitney, before we get too ahead of ourselves, let's find out how people can connect with you.
Yeah. So my podcast is called Women Waken. I talk about this kind of stuff and all kind of beautiful ideas around healing and spirituality, esoteric concepts, and you can find that on Apple and Spotify. I'm also on Instagram at Women Waken if anybody listening wants to shoot me a message. I'm also a tarot reader, and I'd love to pull a card for you and connect with you if you're resonating with my message. And my website is womenwaken.com if you want to learn about working with me and more about Women Waken.
Oh, awesome. And for those listening on the radio, Women Waken is WOMENWAKEN. So don't spell it like I do. Don't put an A in there. Just womenwaken.com. That's incredible. And you have so much to offer. There's so many parts of you. Whenever I talk with you, I get a really, you just seem like you're really massive to me. Like the potential is so broad there with what you can address and what you can help people with.
Oh, thank you so much. What a kind compliment. And I'll just say it, I'm starting to feel that way too. And that's the message I want everyone to hear is we all deserve to feel good about who we are and excited about who we are, right? Because it is exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's literally earth-shattering when you meet yourself for the first time, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, look at you as a channel you're having. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, I never thought I would be where I am today for sure. So, Whitney, thank you so much again for sharing your infinite wisdom with us today. And you guys be sure and check her out at womenwaken.com. Check out her podcast. It was a lot of fun to be a guest. Okay, beautiful soul, we need to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll be sharing how your antiquated chakra system is setting you up for sabotage in the Quantum Living segment. So stick around. You're listening to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom.
Now you can heal using Heather Lee Strom's Canine Spirit Guides. This energetic method unique to Heather Lee Strom can be done virtually worldwide to help you realize emotional and spiritual healing, to get answers to questions, and so much more. To take advantage of this advanced quantum healing experience, work with Heather and her Canine Spirit Guides. Just schedule your appointment on her website right now at heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Strom.com.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
A new dimension of healing awaits you with Heather Lee Strom. Heather Lee Strom, a quantum healing specialist and galactic canine channel, connects with the intergalactic version of our dogs to help you heal, expand, and elevate your consciousness with one-on-one sessions or in a group. You can experience her unique virtual healing sessions energetically to help you align and activate your highest potential. Sign up at her website today. Visit heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides is a wonderful weekly TV show that Heather Lee Strom has created just for you on Gnostic TV. Imagine diving into the world of the Canine Spirit Guides to feel their powerful healing frequency help you just by watching the show. You'll even listen to interviews with inspiring guests and so much more on Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides. It's free and you can register at heatherleestrom.com. Click on Media and then Gnostic TV and you're there. heatherleestrom.com.
Dogs have a true purpose. If you love dogs, or even if you don't, you can expand your healing, spiritual awareness, and consciousness with the magic of Heather Lee Strom's book, Canine Spirit Guides. Canine Spirit Guides is an award-winning book giving you details on how special canine angels can appear and act as spirit guides to help you when you need them. Canine Spirit Guides. Buy it now at Amazon.com or visit HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused to sacred and connected. In our Quantum Living segment today, we're diving into something that might just change the way you think about your own body. We're revisiting the concept of chakras, those energy centers within your body. You know, the seven chakras we work so hard to keep clear and functional. The crown, the third eye, the throat, the heart, solar plexus, sacral, and root. But what if I told you there's so much more to this system and this concept? That this chakra system, as we know it, is outdated, even faulty. Now, the chakra concept isn't new or recent by any means. Humanity has understood and worked with these seven energy centers for a long time, dating back to 3000 BC even. But here's the thing. We've been relying on a model that was actually established to limit us and which no longer serves us. Stick with me here. Chakras are fascinating because they function like funnels, or more accurately, like ice cream cones. There's a wide opening at the front side of your body and another at the back, and they meet in the middle, forming a pinched center. Sounds simple enough, right? But here's the problem. This pinched design traps energy, and trapped energy creates stagnation, blockages, and eventually physical and emotional distress. Right? We know this already, right? How many of you are constantly cleaning and clearing your chakras? It seems like a never-ending chore, right? Let me give you some examples, just in case this is all new to you. For instance, if your root chakra is blocked, you might struggle with fear, instability, financial difficulties, or even immune system problems. If a heart chakra is blocked, that can manifest as grief, difficulty trusting, loneliness, or even physical heart conditions. And if your throat chakra is clogged, you might experience trouble speaking your truth, frequent sore throats, or even thyroid issues. So, why would we have an energy system that naturally sabotages us? Why would our bodies be designed to obstruct energy instead of allowing it to flow freely? This doesn't really make sense to me. Does this make sense to you? I've never really bought into the chakra clearing methods that so many spiritual practices teach. I didn't know why this was, but I just knew something felt off or out of alignment. And now I understand why. Our energetic bodies are evolving. The chakra system, or should I say, what we have all agreed to understand as our chakra system, was built for an older version of us, a more subservient and clueless version of humanity. It kept us in the dark, under control, and out of reach of our true potential. But we're changing, we're evolving and expanding and realizing how much of our truth has been kept from us all these centuries. We're finally figuring it out. We're shifting into higher consciousness, higher frequencies, and a fifth dimensional awareness. And to do that, we need an upgrade. So the truth and our true power is being revealed to us. So check this out. This really blew me away. Imagine trying to run today's advanced software on a 20-year-old computer. It would lag, crash, maybe even shut down completely, right? Isn't it frustrating when the technology doesn't work, when it gets bogged down and slows us down? Now, imagine our centuries-old chakra system trying to keep up with the higher, more advanced frequencies that we now have access to. The bottleneck design of the ice cream cone prevents us from actually embodying much more potent and powerful energy streams. This antiquated technology is literally designed to trap, bottleneck, or limit our expansion. So, what's replacing it? Well, I'll share with you here, something far more powerful is now accessible. According to ancient Egyptian teachings, there are actually 13 energy centers inside and outside of our body, not 7 chakras as we've collectively accepted. These 13 energy centers don't operate like chakras. They are more advanced transmission centers, each directly corresponding with one or more of the 13 constellations. That's right. Our energetic bodies are designed to directly receive from our star brothers and sisters. Yeah, so we've often wondered what the connection was between the stars and ancient man, right? Why the pyramids are facing certain constellations? Oh, well, your body is meant to be a transmission center itself, my friend. Our ancient brothers and sisters knew this and accessed this technology as a way of life. Unlike our antiquated chakras, these transmission centers don't just hold energy within our physical or energetic body. They allow cosmic energy to flow freely and for us to download cosmic wisdom from these constellations. Think about that for a second. We've been taught that all-knowing wisdom comes from God, angels, spirit guides, the Akashic records. But what if you could access the knowledge of the stars themselves? What if you could tap into interstellar intelligence, healing frequency, abundant energy, clarity, and download exactly what you need directly into your own field, making instant changes within your own physical body? That's what these transmission centers allow us to do, and it's exactly why I've been working to eliminate my old, outdated chakras and replace them with this upgraded system, connecting directly to the 13 constellations. And here's the kicker. Your body, your energy field, is already AI. Not artificial intelligence, but advanced intelligence. You were built to interface with higher frequencies. Intelligence. You just need the right system to do it. So if this topic intrigues you, you might want to join my PAC Ascension membership, because this is an example of what we learn in my Canine Spirit Guide Mystery School. Just go to heatherleestrom.com/programs. All right, that should be enough to wet your whistle. We need to take a quick break here, you guys. And when we return, I have a very important message from the canine guides, something I never like to talk about. So please stick around. You're listening to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom. We'll be back in a flash.
Hey, new dimension of healing awaits you with Heather Lee Strom. Heather Lee Strom, a quantum healing specialist and galactic canine channel, connects with the intergalactic version of our dogs to help you heal, expand, and elevate your consciousness with one-on-one sessions or in a group. You can experience her unique virtual healing sessions energetically to help you align and activate your highest potential. Sign up at her website today. Visit heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides is a wonderful weekly TV show that Heather Lee Strom has created just for you on Gnostic TV. Imagine diving into the world of the Canine Spirit Guides to feel their powerful healing frequency help you just by watching this show. You'll even listen to interviews with inspiring guests and so much more on Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides. It's free and you can register at heatherleestrom.com. Click on Media and then Gnostic TV and you're there. HeatherLeeStrom.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Dogs have a true purpose. If you love dogs, or even if you don't, you can expand your healing, spiritual awareness, and consciousness with the magic of Heather Lee Strom's book, Canine Spirit Guides. Canine Spirit Guides is an award-winning book giving you details on how special canine angels can appear and act as spirit guides to help you when you need them. Canine Spirit Guides. Buy it now at Amazon.com or visit HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com. Now you can heal using Heather Lee Strom's Canine Spirit Guides. This energetic method, unique to Heather Lee Strom, can be done virtually worldwide to help you realize emotional and spiritual healing, to get answers to questions, and so much more. To take advantage of this advanced quantum healing experience, work with Heather and her Canine Spirit Guides. Just schedule your appointment on her website right now at heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Strom.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused to sacred and connected. In our Canine Guide segment today, I have a message, one that the Canine Spirit Guides have asked me to share again. I've spoken about this before on my YouTube channel, and I'll be honest, it's not my favorite topic. The last time they urged me to deliver this message, I resisted. I really didn't want to do it. But they weren't having it, so one morning at 4 a.m., they got me out of bed, no makeup, no hair. I threw on a hat and channeled this message for humanity. And now they're asking me to do it again through this platform because this conversation needs to reach more people. You see, there's a war going on right now among dog owners. Maybe you've experienced it. Maybe it hasn't touched your community. But in some parts of the world, it's happening. It's becoming a serious, deeply painful issue. Here's the scoop. There are two groups of dog owners. One group has dogs labeled as reactive, dogs who are sensitive, fearful, or recovering from trauma. The other group has dogs who are happy-go-lucky, confident, and unfazed by the world. And these two groups are struggling to coexist peacefully. Now, if this conflict were just about different training approaches or handling methods, it wouldn't be such a big deal. But it's become something much deeper, something filled with ego, judgment, misplaced authority, and, unfortunately, a lack of compassion. This is why the Canine Spirit Guides have asked me to bring this to light again, because the most important voice in this conversation, that of the dogs, aren't being heard. Humans are too busy fighting each other to hear what their animals are actually saying. Let's break this down for you. Some people misunderstand what reactive means. Sometimes the term is used correctly, other times it's completely misused. But regardless of the label, here's what does matter. Respect. Respect for each other's space, choices, and needs. The conflict arises when people who have confident social dogs refuse to leash them, despite leash laws, because they feel their dog is friendly and has a right to be free. Meanwhile, those with reactive dogs are desperately trying to create a safe environment for healing. But how can they when they don't have control over the actions of others? And by this I mean these sensitive reactive dogs are forced into a fight or flight state when loose, out of control dogs suddenly invade their space. And the owner of the reactive dog is powerless to prevent it. Think about this. If you yourself had experienced a violent trauma, maybe an assault, an attack, or some deep betrayal even, or maybe you just had an inborn irrational fear of normal things, would you heal by being forced into situations that trigger that exact same fear? Would you recover if you were constantly put in a position where you felt unsafe? No, absolutely not. Each time the nervous system spikes in that fear, you experience a setback in your recovery. Dogs are no different. When a reactive dog is trying to heal, they need controlled, positive experiences. But if people ignore their boundaries, if they don't leash their dogs or dismiss the needs of others, they are actively preventing these animals from healing. This isn't about who's right or wrong. It's about understanding that everyone, dogs and humans, deserve respect. As a former professional dog trainer who specialized in rehabbing these very reactive dogs, I can tell you rehabilitation is possible, but it requires an environment where the dog feels safe, where they can experience predictability. And right now, that's not happening because humans are too caught up in the conflict to see the bigger picture. The Canine Spirit Guides want you to know this. The human conflict is masking the true messages from the dogs. The real issue isn't about dog training methods or who's doing what, right or wrong. The real issue is within us. The invitation from the Canine Guides is simple: to love ourselves. Because only when we fully and completely love ourselves can we effectively love others and engage from the heart. A wounded heart creates judgment, bitterness, and anger. I know, because I've been there. And until you truly look inward, you might not even realize it's happening within you. The dogs are trying to show us something profound. Everything they do is a reflection on us. They are here to support us, to illuminate the parts of ourselves we might not see otherwise. Their behaviors, whether fearful, reactive, playful, or confident, is carefully calibrated to mirror something within us. So the next time you feel the urge to judge or disrespect another dog owner, ask yourself, what part of me is still wounded? What fear, what past experience is being triggered? And if you find yourself feeling attacked by someone else, whether because you stood up for yourself or your fearful dog, ask yourself, where in my life do I feel unheard? When was my voice silenced? What part of me believes I am powerless? This is what the dogs want us to see. This is how we heal, not just our dogs, but ourselves. This is how we learn to love fully
to let go of the conflict and to step into a place of peace for all beings. The invitation is here. Are you willing to listen? Peaceful, enlightened living always starts with us. Yeah, so that's a heavy topic, and that's why I don't always like to talk about it, but I will be doing another show on this topic with even more channeled insight from the canine guides. So if you're interested in learning more about this dynamic and how we can fix it, restoring the peace within us, then check out my show, Howling at the Moon with the Canine Guides, on Gnostic TV. Just go to my webpage, heatherleestrom.com/media. Remember, that's Heather, LEIGHSTROM.com/media, and you'll find the link there. If you'd like or the canine spirit guides and how they assist humanity, maybe even receive your own private healing session with the canine guide, be sure to check out my webpage as well, heatherleestrom.com. Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick break here, but don't go anywhere. I still have a parting message for you. Stay tuned to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom. We'll be right back.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Thank you for joining me today. I trust you have enjoyed our riveting guest, quantum topics, and a powerful message from the canine guides. You've been listening to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused to sacred and connected. That wraps up our show this month, beautiful soul. If you've enjoyed our conversation today, be sure to join me every month on the third Tuesday here on Healthy Life Radio at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, and you can always check out my show archives on my webpage. Also, feel free to message any questions or topic suggestions. Just go to heatherleestrom.com. Until next time, embrace your quantum frequency and transform your reality. Be your best out there. Love ya.